New subscribers only. Cancel anytime. Restrictions apply. Details at DirecTVNow.com.
What's the best thing your significant other can get you for Valentine's Day? 319-366-1600. Yeah, it's February 14th, just in case you forgot.
From freaking Iowa.
This aggression will not stand, man.
From the heart of Eastern Iowa and the insert name of sponsor here, Studios.
Don't worry, nobody's listening anyway.
It's the Todd Brabelcamp Show.
I'm doing all right. I got my Cavatier right here. And hey, guess what? Today is Valentine's Day, which is always a very special day for the ladies, man, because it is the only national holiday dedicated to getting it on.
Well, it's not a national holiday because, as we've covered on this program before, you're still going to receive mail in your mailboxes today. It is February 14th, Valentine's Day. Welcome in the Todd Brabelcamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, coming your way on all three KGYM frequencies, 1600 AM, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym here in Cedar Rapids, and 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City. Great show planned for you today, as always. Scott Docterman from theland10.com is going to be with us tonight, coming up at the bottom of the hour. We'll get you ready for some early Hawkeye basketball tonight. Early tip-off time at Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. Alex Kuhn, Olympic update number 3 on the way at 5 o'clock tonight.
More gold to come.
Followed by UNI play-by-play voice Gary Rima. The 6 o'clock showdown kicks off hour number 3. We've got an opportunity for you to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse here in Cedar Rapids. 7 questions, 60 seconds. If you can do better than your opponent, well, you're going to take home that gift certificate. I don't want to give anything away here, but one of the two of us decided that their love it or leave it, or not love it or leave it, it's the showdown questions were going to be centered, themed, if you will, around February 14th. So,
bet you can guess who it is.
A little bit of a hint, if 3530 or any other baseball fan out there is listening, you may want to brush up on what year Ellis Valentine won a gold glove for the Montreal Expos. Valentine had a cannon.
Now everybody knows who you're talking about.
Well, they've got one of the 7 questions. I'm not giving them the other 6. Besides, I give mine to you. You read them. It's you. You get credit for the victory. So I think you should be over there being like,
I thought we stopped counting who's winning and who doesn't win.
Well, I mean,
inside the 6 o'clock showdown,
a friendly competition, if you will. It's to the benefit of the listener. They're the one that gets to take home the $30 gift certificate
exactly.
To the Fieldhouse.
Has nothing to do with us.
Which, if one of those certificates winds up missing, and then we wind up going out to lunch, which you and Kyle still owe lunch from the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6, I have a feeling I'll know who the culprit was. I mentioned a great show for you today. What happened yesterday? I was gone yesterday. Big development yesterday. The boys started walking. Not the reason why I wasn't here yesterday. It was just somebody had to watch him. Otherwise, he'd be walking all over the house by himself. But, yep, game changer.
Awesome.
Yep, he's stumbling all over the place. Reminds me of younger me, my college years.
So how much do you have to change up around the house with this new development? Did you have to rush out to the stores and buy a bunch of things?
Or? Oh, we've had them. Okay. Had them. I bought all of that stuff a million years ago, like when we first came home from the hospital and he couldn't even crawl yet. I was like, this got to have the safety padding and the foam and all of the corners on. Yeah.
It's good to see you put the amount of preparation into parenting that you do to this show.
Safety. If somebody at DHS is listening right now, they're going to, he puts the same amount of preparation into parenting as he does this show. Better put in a welfare check. 319-366-1600. That's the Hurteen and Stocker text line. Hurteen and Stocker, I'm sure, is quite busy today. And by the way, they're still open, guys. If you are looking for a last-minute Valentine's Day gift, it's part of our poll question today. What's the best thing that you can get your significant other on Valentine's Day? Jewelry is one of the options. A big thank you going out to Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's next to the Home Depot for sponsoring today's poll question. Chocolates, flowers, the whole nine yards. We even give you an other option if you want to let your mind go there. We're not, this is a family program, family radio station. We were not going to list any sort of Whoopi related, and I'm not talking about Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Cushion?
Television, was it Chuck Woolery? Scott Unash should be able to tell me. I'm trying to remember. I want to say it was Chuck Woolery. Anyway, I digress. Iowa takes on Michigan tonight. A couple basketball games last night. Iowa State played Kansas. We won't talk too much about that. You and I played Evansville and beat the Purple Aces. We won't talk too much about that. That was an ugly game. 47-41. I saw the score come across my phone, and I thought maybe it was halftime. And nope, final score. But you and I puts one in the win column, which is exactly what the Panthers needed at this point. And outside of that, basketball season continues to drag on. We're slouching toward the finish line here, and the next step tonight is to just get past Iowa and Michigan.
I said this yesterday. I asked Kyle, is it a sign of how rough the season has been for the Iowa schools that it feels like Iowa State is a 20-win team when in fact they're 13-12 on the season because they've pulled off a couple of victories at home, because they have some promise with their two freshmen? Because right now, if UNI has the most wins in conference, but they pulled out one of the ugliest wins I've seen in quite a long time last night. They shot 27% from the floor and won a game against Evansville. And if they don't pick up their offense, they're going to have a short stay in St. Louis. The Iowa Hawkeyes, we're going to see if they pack it in. We're going to see what this team is made of from a mental standpoint, because there's nothing really left to play for in this season for them, and other than to look ahead and build towards next season. And it'll tell us quite a bit if they pack it in or if they continue, or if they play hard these final few games heading into the Big Ten Conference Tournament. And at least Iowa State has some excitement as far as building blocks for the future, as they've played well, I'd say, once every two or three games.
319-366-1600. Big plans tonight for Valentine's Day? You,
me?
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to go home. Don't know. The listener doesn't know that.
Oh, no. I say this every year. I am reminded that it's Valentine's Day every single year by my coworkers. I wake up every February 14th and completely oblivious as to what day it is. Then I get here and see candy and cards, notes, whatever they are, on my desk, and then I know it's Valentine's Day, but no, it's not necessarily something that I've ever taken part in.
We did, and this is the first year that I did not participate in it, but for the last several years, they organize within the building a Valentine's candy exchange,
yep.
And in trying to keep with the parameters of losing weight, I decline. It's the first year that I haven't done it. And what do I find on the table in the kitchen? We call it the bistro here in the building. I have one soft spot. You know, every holiday, there's always one particular candy or food item that at each holiday, you're like, oh, man, I've got to grab a big old. At Thanksgiving, for me, it's stuffing. I love stuffing, which was difficult this past November because of the no-carb thing. For Valentine's Day, and this is going to sound completely strange because you either really like these or you absolutely hate them. And I'm about to get as divisive as if I were talking politics on the air right now. That's how right and left, black and white, right or wrong, yes or no, this topic is. There is a giant box. Right now, I could walk out the studio, be down the hallway in 45 seconds, and I'm talking Tony Montana in Scarface when he's got the pile of cocaine on the table in front of him. There's a massive, massive bag of candy hearts Valentine, you know what the little message is on them?
Yes. Are they the sugary or the tart ones?
They're the sugar, the original.
Okay.
Which aren't necessarily as good as the tart ones, but
oh,
now
way
you've,
better than the tart ones.
Now you've
the tart
taken
ones are
a
disgusting.
Topic and you've
ugh.
You've subtopicked it out. I could walk down the hall in 45 seconds. I could be Tony Montana, just shoveling those things into my mouth. I love candy hearts.
They're good.
Can't eat a single one of them.
Not one. Because you know it's going to lead to more than one, or because one would really mess up your diet?
It would be a gateway candy. And as we all know, gateway candies are the worst type of candies. And without fail, I bet I've walked past that bag 5-6 times today. And every time it's calling out to me, won't you be mine? Won't you be mine? Text me.
The food that's on the table out there that gets me every time, you know those, what are they called, monster cookies?
With monster the chocolate bars.
Monster
yeah.
bars.
Yeah.
Those are completely addicting.
We have a coworker who brings those in from time to time, and
they go very quickly.
They do. They're still in there. During this, we could go to break right now, and you and I could run down there and just absolutely pig out like Ben Stiller at the end of Dodgeball. Have you seen that movie? It's one of my
yes.
I love that movie. Well, he just lets himself go at the end of the movie. 319-366-1600. Candy hearts. Thumbs up, thumbs down. That should have been the poll question today.
Yes, it should have.
I don't know anything about this. What's the best thing that you can get your significant other?
I have absolutely no idea. I'll vote
other on this. Time away from you would be is probably the answer that I would get in my house if I asked that question. But we give you the whole, look, roses are nice. Flowers are, and thankfully, my wife feels this way, flowers are a tremendous waste of money because they die.
Yeah, they do. I asked you that question. I don't understand. You know what? I'm going to plead the fifth on this entire subject. Continue, Todd, because I don't know what I'm talking about.
So, because I'm trying to help the listeners out there. Maybe you're running around frantically trying to get a last-minute gift for your wife. Flowers die. They're not a solid investment. Candy is okay. You've got to make sure that you know what her favorite candy is. Don't give her something and strike out. Hey, it's the Three Musketeer bar. I like Milky Way. That's cause for concern right there. If you don't know your significant other's favorite type of candy, especially if you've been together for a very long time, see, the careless whisper here at the Kyle threw me today when he put the intro together with the careless whisper, which is a callback to Todd's Dating Corner. Now I feel like we're sort of backsliding into I'm giving out relationship advice, and that's the last thing. I heard Stephen A. doing that earlier today on... There we go. It's like a virus on the computer. I think I've tried to get rid of that 20 times, and the file keeps returning. It's impossible
it
to delete Careless Whisper off the KGYM computers. Who's this? Is a couple of people have used this as walk-up music in Major League Baseball. I think Zach Greinke does it, is one of the guys. 319-366-1600, the Hurtin and Stocker text line. And if you think this is fantastic, wait until you hear Alex Kuhn's Olympic update. When I'm off, I'm talking about when I have the day off, not when I'm off, which is virtually every day behind the microphone. When I'm not in the building, I traditionally don't listen to the show. I was tempted to find out what was going on in the Olympics yesterday, and I didn't want to do so by watching TV. I was going to turn the radio on and catch the Alex Kuhn Olympic update.
But you didn't know when it was coming. Is that the issue?
I didn't, yeah. And I didn't really want to commit 3 hours on my day off to listening to a show that I'm normally on that I wasn't on.
And
not to sound like a narcissist.
Which
is another Valentine's Day thing.
But no, going back to this Valentine's Day gift thing, am I crazy or can't you just get your significant other a regular present that person would actually like?
Doesn't have to be Valentine themed, like, you know, the the card lobby or the flower syndicate wants you to believe that you have to pick from one of those categories on Valentine's Day. You can get them anything they please. You can get them Ja Rule and T-Pain tickets featuring Mike Jones, especially if you listen to the gym class 3 to 4 Monday through Friday, although
that's
it's Wednesday. We're halfway through. I missed today. I was doing some things here in the studio. Whose lyric did Mark sample today?
It was T-Pain today, and it was also Valentine's Day related.
It was. Do you happen to recall off the top of your head?
It's called Best Love. It was from a song called Best Love Song.
Okay. If you have missed out on...
I think it's got to be the crunkest. It's got to be the loudest. It's got to be the best love song she ever heard in her life. That's the lyrics because I picked them out.
8278 says perfume is the go-to. I'll tell you what, I'd be careful with that. You got to make sure that you buy her particular brand of perfume or his particular brand of cologne or aftershave. Because that's something that's very, very specific to the individual. Matter of fact, we have a coworker around the corner who does tremendous work here in the building. One of my favorite coworkers. I say that about everybody, but I say that especially because I think she could probably hear. Although at 421, she's usually out of the building. Mo Holland, who you hear on the airwaves occasionally doing commercials for us, big perfume person. Tell you all the scents and everything that goes into it.
So someone say a connoisseur. That is,
yes, a connoisseur. That's a great word. If we were playing Scrabble right now, I'd be very mad at you. Or I guess it's the 21st century Words with Friends, which is essentially Scrabble. That's something that's very specific to the individual. Like, I want to pick out what I want to smell like, the aftershave and the cologne. So somebody gifts me something that I'm going to smell like, and I don't particularly like that, but then you feel like you need to use that because it was a gift from your significant other, you're being put in a bad spot.
John on the text line says that he got his wife a Fitbit and a homemade calendar of our children. So going along with what I said, you don't have to pick from those categories.
Homemade calendar of the children, fantastic. Fitbit, she could read into that the wrong way. I caution you guys.
Well, I'm sure
against
in this case,
giving anything workout or fitness related to your significant other.
I bet a lot of times though, now, and I hear I want a Fitbit. I want a Fitbit. That if the person has said over and over that they want a Fitbit, I think that's an acceptable.
That's
gift.
True. But if you're just out of the blue going, hey, Fitbit.
Got you a treadmill.
Hey, Fitbit. They're expensive. Oh, yeah. How dare you act indignant? That's a $600, $700 treadmill. Well, yeah. What's it imply? So as long as there's been a previous conversation about the Fitbit.
Yeah, well, what about perfume or cologne? Well, I could take that as, what, do you think I stink?
Yeah, see, the texters are not taking to John's... I'm going to go ahead and assume he's got intel on
I'm
that
sure
she's
he does.
Dropped hints and said she wanted one, and that's why he got it for her. But if you don't have the intel on anything fitness related, tread lightly with your significant other. I'm saying significant other because you've got to tread very lightly in this day and age. Did you see? We talked about the story WEEI in Boston, where it was the co-host who called up and pretended to be Tom Brady's agent, and Tom Brady's agent is of Asian descent.
Yes.
And they used a terrible, terrible Asian accent as part of the quote-unquote comedy.
Wait, was this Christian Fourier?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
WEEI.
Patriots tight end.
I believe it's this Friday from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. They're not going to be airing any local programming in Boston because the entire station has to take mandatory sensitivity training.
I mean, after the month that they've had at WEEI, I kind of understand that. They have not had a good month. And it all started with, what was that? It was, somebody calling, basically bashing Tom Brady's daughter. Do you remember this set of circumstances?
Yes.
So WEEI has had a terrible
which almost
month.
Cost them their, I would say, their highest profile
yep.
guest. So you may need mandatory sensitivity training if you bring your wife some sort of fitness-related item for Valentine's Day, if you have not had a prior... John from Tiffin, by the way, on the Hertin and Stocker text line, extremely nervous that people are going to think that was him texting. He said, make sure... Everybody knows that is not John from Tiffin. 319-366-1600. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you. The NFL draft is headed to another TV. You can now watch the NFL network, the NFL draft on three different networks this year. We'll tell you the latest edition when we return after this. It's the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn. All three KGYM frequencies till 7 o'clock tonight, 1600 AM, 106.3 and 107.5 FM. Back after this.
Look alive, Coach. Are you ready for next season? If you're thinking about coaching K-12 school-sponsored athletics in Iowa, add getting your state certification from Kirkwood Continuing Education to your game plan. Kirkwood handles the required instruction and fingerprinting. Kirkwood coaching authorization and recertification classes are going on now in Cedar Rapids and Iowa City. And now you can also take the classes online. Visit kirkwood.edu/coaching to get into the game. It's hard to get ahead when you start out behind, in school debt, looking for a job in a crowded market. Here's a smarter option. There's a place that will pay you to learn, for real. You get on-the-job training with classroom instruction and get paid and receive benefits the entire time. The apprenticeship program with Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 is like getting paid to go to school and start a solid career. Find out all about this great way to get ahead in life at smart263.org. smart263.org.
Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, with you until 7 o'clock tonight. Don't forget, swing by KGYMradio.com and vote in the poll question. While you're there, you can also learn about the bus trip that we're taking to Wrigley Field this May, May 12th. It's going to be $150 a person. Now, I know you, the listener. Many of you are immediately balking at that. That's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to me. But Alex did a little bit of research, and as we have noted on the program from time to time, especially in talking about this, the tickets in that section that we're going to be sitting in on the secondary market right now are going for more than $150.
$180 plus.
You get a ticket, you get round-trip transportation, you get a swag bag, and you get to hang out with me. See, that's it's supposed to be an incentive to come on the trip. Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned the you get to hang out with me part, but you can get more details at KGYMradio.com. And yes, we have already sold several tickets to that. So if you want to make sure that you get in on the fun May 12th as we see a Cubs-White Sox game at Wrigley Field, check out the website, KGYMradio.com. Fox is going to be airing, did you see this, the NFL draft this year?
I did not see
from
this.
From Dallas. Fox is said to be airing, they're going to air the feed from the NFL Network.
Okay.
So it's the NFL Network feed, but Fox is going to, they got the Thursday Night Football contract too, so this is them continuing to branch a little bit more into the NFL, but that hurts ESPN.
It really does, because the NFL Network's coverage, as far as analysts, is probably... In my opinion,
it's
much better.
It's interesting to see this ESPN versus Fox dynamic continue to play out with the NFL, but you can now watch the NFL draft on three networks this year. Woohoo! Time to send it over to Kyle. He's got your first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day, Midwest One, where you're the one.
Preseason baseball honors continue to be announced, and today the Big Ten named Iowa senior Tyler Cropley and junior Zach Daniels and Robert Nystrom to the conference's honors list. The coaches also selected the Hawkeyes to finish sixth in the conference standings. Iowa State lost to 13th-ranked Kansas last night in Hilton Coliseum, 83-77. The Cyclones cut a 12-point deficit to only 4 with 20 seconds left, but were unable to seal the deal in the closing seconds. Cameron Lard continued his strong play with 19 points and 11 boards. Zoran Talley had his best game of the season with 15, and Nick Weiler-Babb returned from injury to turn in 15 points, 8 boards, and 5 assists. UNI continued its struggles, scoring the ball, scoring just 47 points on 27% shooting. But plot twist, that was good enough to get the win over Evansville, 47-41. Lost in the disappointing season is that the Panthers boast the MVC's best scoring defense, and they held Evansville to its lowest scoring output of conference play. Hunter Rhodes led with 12 points, and Bennett Cook had 10 and 9 boards in his return to the starting lineup. The Iowa men have lost 4 of their last 5, and they're on the road tonight with their third consecutive ranked opponent, number 22, Michigan. Michigan is trying to make a late push to solidify itself in the NCAA tournament field, while Iowa's just a half game out of last place in the Big Ten. It's an early tip time at 5:30, and we'll keep you posted once that game gets going. And then beginning at 6:30, we're going to be on our North and South Gym FM frequencies exclusively because we've got the Iowa State women on the road at TCU. You'll be able to hear that on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
That makes me a liar. I said we were on all three frequencies until 7 o'clock tonight. I totally forgot about Iowa State women's basketball. So shoot
the
messenger.
For 2.5 hours.
2.5 hours on all three frequencies.
You round up to 3.
Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com is going to join us next. Iowa on the road tonight at Michigan. Can the Hawkeyes pull it off? We'll find out next.
Riverside Casino and Golf Resort is a huge supporter of the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure, and this year they're hosting the countdown to the event. Sign up now and registration is only $15. You get the early bird discount and a jump start on raising funds for the American Diabetes Association. Join Riverside Casino and Golf Resort and support the Corridor Classic Tour de Cure this summer. Register now and get the early bird discount at diabetes.org/Corridor Classic.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com.
Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
All the ESPN networks now.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm John Brickley. Wednesday night in the NBA, a doubleheader on ESPN, including the Warriors on the road in Portland to take on the Blazers. Golden State, a half-game lead on Houston for the top spot in the West. ESPN's Tim Legler on which team can challenge the Warriors moving forward.
Probably Cleveland now with the way that they look. I think they went overnight. They went from a team that I thought was going to get beat in the second round to a team that I think is going to be back in the finals again. I just think Houston plays too similar a style and a pace for the Golden State Warriors. And if you try to play the same kind of game, nobody has the
weapons.
And they're
deeper than you.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
And they do more than just, you know, their role players do more than just catch and shoot threes.
Legler, guest on Golic and Wingo. Cleveland off its win last night against the Thunder, scoring 120 points for a franchise record. Fourth straight game. Game one of the ESPN doubleheader will feature the Clippers and the Celtics at 8 Eastern. Draymond Green does return to the lineup for Golden State following a finger injury. Lakers guard Lonzo Ball says he'll return from a sprained MCL after the All-Star break. NFL, ESPN's Adam Schefter reports the Raiders will not bring back kicker Sebastian Janikowski.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service from professional parts people you can trust. Stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out?
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now.
Without the contract.
Or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Looking for a pre-owned vehicle to help prepare you for the future? All Honda-certified pre-owned vehicles are thoroughly inspected by a Honda-trained technician and backed by an outstanding Honda Limited Warranty for up to 7 years or 100,000 miles from the original in-service date. You could say we pre-screen each one, you know, as a precaution. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
When you're hiring, you don't want to sort through dozens of irrelevant resumes. You want a short list of qualified candidates. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes, set up screener questions, then zero in on qualified candidates using an intuitive online dashboard. Daryl has hired with Indeed.
Nothing has been this simple, this easy, and this effective.
Discover why 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
When a professional driver with Pennzoil in his engine is racing around, he's got a spin to win. And when you get a specialty Pennzoil oil change, you get to spin to win. Protect your engine and get a chance to win amazing prizes. Visit Pennzoil.com/oil change offer for participating locations. Spin to win. No purchase necessary. Offer ends March 3rd, 2018. Valid at participating locations. Void where prohibited. Limit 2 spins. Open to residents of U.S. 18 or older. Other restrictions apply. See official rules at Pennzoil.com/oil change offer. Sopas product sponsor.
4:35, welcome back in the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn, with you until 7 o'clock tonight for the next 2 hours on all three frequencies, 1600 AM, 106.3 FM, our South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids. 6:30 tonight, we will step aside on 1600 AM. The Iowa State women will be in action. You can learn that just as I could by going to kgymradio.com. It really is that easy. While you're there, you can vote in the poll question, learn about some great events that we have coming up, as well as our community MVP program with our friends at Fairfax State Savings Bank. Iowa on the road tonight, taking on Michigan at Chrysler Arena. It's an early tip-off time here in the Central Time Zone, 5:30. So to get you ready for it, Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com has graciously agreed to join us tonight. Scott, happy Valentine's Day. What's the go-to gift for your wife in the Docterman household?
Luckily, I don't have to worry about it too much. It's been, it's the go-to gift for me. Anything with chocolate seems to work well on Valentine's Day. It's interesting how it came across on Ash Wednesday. So lots of interesting anecdotes today, no doubt about it.
A little bit easier when it's on Fat Tuesday, but keeping with the corny Valentine's theme here, how thorny can it get for Iowa tonight at Chrysler Arena?
I like that. I think this is a very difficult matchup for Iowa, especially on the road. Iowa has one of the worst three-point defensive teams in the country, and Michigan is terrific shooting the three ball. I mean, they about 37%, I want to say, of Michigan's points come by the three-point variety, and Iowa gives up, I think it's 42% in Big Ten play from three-point range. And if this team has always been good this way in Michigan, and Iowa is at an all-time low in defense, at least in the last 20 years. So I think this could be Iowa can try to get in a track meet with them, but I'm not sure they can keep up.
Some of the matchup nightmares that have been present for Iowa this season are the big guys that can step out and shoot, and it looks like Mo Wagner, the junior from Berlin, an NBA prospect, is another one of those matchup nightmares, is he not?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, and it's just – the thing is with Iowa's defense makes it so tough is they struggle to guard the ball. Then from there, it just all matriculates, you know, whether it's help side defense or it's weak side defense, it's perimeter shooting. It's just not spotting the guys cutting in. And then when you got a guy like Wagner who can do so many different things, really a lot like maybe what Luka Garza can do, just do it better because he's more experienced. And so I think it's going to be tough for them to try to guard him on every single step of the floor, because he can shoot from three, as you mentioned. He can go inside, and the spacing that Michigan has is going to be really difficult for Iowa to contain throughout this game, and especially in transition opportunities.
I know a lot of fans are looking for baby steps and looking for some silver linings late in the season to build on. Would a close game tonight on the road be a building block for this team, or at least a step in the right direction? Because when they've gone on the road, they have not fared well, and it has not been close at all.
Yeah, I don't know if that's worth it right now. I think, you know, if you can steal a win, I think that might make it better. But what you really want to see is just a little bit more consistency at both ends of the floor. And this is a tough game because I think Michigan's an NCAA tournament team, and Iowa clearly isn't. So to gauge any kind of, I don't know that, you know, there's a moral victory in here, you know, even competing. But I think what you want to do is try to keep them down, you know, shooting the three to say, making 30% or less. And I think you want to see more consistency out of the two-guard slot. A lot of people, I think in some ways they have this preconception about Iowa's point guard that it needs to be some sort of slasher driver type. And that's not really true. But what you need is more consistency out of the two-guard because the numbers bear it out. If Maishi Daly and if Isaiah Moss can combine for at least 14 points, and they have for an 11 of Iowa's 12 victories, but when they in their losses, they've only done that five times. So they need more production and more consistency out of that position. And if they can do that on the road at Michigan, and then I think they've got a chance to be in the game because they've had success there. They won the last couple of games by double figures, but that's easier said than done. And 2 years ago, this was a completely different team than it is now.
Scott Docterman joining us from thelandof10.com. 5:30 tip-off tonight in Ann Arbor as Michigan takes on Iowa. What is it about John Beilein? I look at him, and I think consistently he is probably the most underrated coach in the Big Ten. Why do people overlook him?
He doesn't have the outsized personality. I mean, you look at Tom Izzo, and he's larger than life, and he's gregarious, and he talks all the time, and almost a little Napoleon in him. I mean, you know, you see him, and you immediately come to mind. I mean, all of these guys have almost outsized egos who are good coaches, and he's the exact opposite. He's not a real me guy. He's not a guy that people like to stand around and talk to and shoot the bull with, you know, whether it's Izzo or, you know, Tim Miles has that fun, engaging personality. Fran can, you know, is kind of a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde at times. You know, he runs hot, and other times he's so professorial, people gravitate to him. You know, Painter is kind of in the same boat as Beilein, but all he does is win. All he does is get teams in the tournament and compete, and, you know, they haven't been, you know, other than the 1 year with Trey Burke where they really went far, they haven't been, you know, Final Four material very often, but, you know, he's had such good teams and revived that program because I think people forget what they were like 10 years ago, that they were really struggling after all those sanctions. So I think people need to really take a closer look at him because you can make a strong case that he's as good as any coach in the league.
You mentioned Final Four material. You've seen Ohio State, you've seen Michigan State, you've seen Purdue, and now you will have seen Michigan twice. Are Michigan State or Purdue or even Ohio State, are any of those teams Final Four material after, in your opinion?
I think Michigan State and Purdue are. I don't think Ohio State is. I think Ohio State is a type of team that can get dinged before the end of the first weekend. You know, they're good. They've got a great player in Bates Diop, but I'm not sure that they're home run material. Same thing with Michigan. I think they can beat anybody, but I think they can also be beaten because of their style of play. You know, but I think the other two are different. Purdue, I love the way they play. They are just tough. They can do anything. Of course, they shot lights out at Carver that day. It was the most incredible shooting performance I've ever seen. But they're tough-minded. They're physical when they need to be. They're defensive. They can shoot. I think they can take out any team in the country. Michigan State has more talent than any team in the country. And so I'm intrigued by, you know, can they keep a sharp focus? Because, you know, we saw it just a week ago here in Iowa City that Iowa just about got them. And if they don't compete against good teams at a high level, they could be an early out too. But I think Purdue is the most consistent. I think it's got the best chance. But I think if Michigan State, if their players play at a high level, then they may be the most talented team in the country and could get there too.
Talking Hawkeye Hoops with Scott Docterman from thelandof10.com. With this team, I guess the goals have to be somewhat attainable. So is the marker right now for Iowa to try to avoid playing on the first day at the Big Ten tournament? I mean, is that where we're at right now at this point in the season?
Yeah, I think if you have any goals at all, that's probably it. You know, win as many games as you can, you know, hold your home court, you know, try to get off that first day. And that's going to be tough. I mean, they're just not, you know, I mean, they're one back right now. If they can somehow, you know, get in a tie with Wisconsin, they can do it. You know, certainly next week they go to Minnesota, the team that they're tied with, that's really struggled. If they can win there, that might push them over the top as well. So I think you want to get off that. I think you want to, you know, they're two home games that really, after tonight, I think they've got a chance to win out. You know, Indiana at home, that's always a, you know, an up and down type of game, high scoring game. So if they're shooting well at home, I think they got a chance against Indiana. Going to Minnesota, they outplayed the Gophers here clearly, and I think they got a chance up there again. And then to close it out against the most disappointing team in the league, and that's Northwestern. So I think you just try to take it game by game, hope to get off of that first day, play on Thursday. But, you know, if you have another goal, it's maybe it's just to go 500, you know, and they're already, you know, and that might be really difficult. You know, they pretty much have to win out. But, you know, they're 12-15 now with four games left. If they were to get an upset tonight, you know, they got an outside shot at doing that.
So let's do something that a lot of fans are doing at this point and look ahead to next season. You mentioned the two-guard position, and I agree with you wholeheartedly that, that position has to get better for this team to have success. And there's a certain 4A basketball player that's coming in next year that broke the scoring record in Class 4A in Joe Wieskamp. I've been talking about this, and I'm kind of struggling to find realistic goals for him next year because he is exactly what they need. He has size. He can shoot. He can play on the wing. He can be that two guard. But what are realistic goals for the freshman, what will be a freshman from Muscatine?
I don't know that there are going to be, and that's really unfortunate for him because I think they're outsized, and that tends to happen when you got a team as, you know, that's played as poorly as Iowa has this year, that they're naturally looking for the savior, and the savior is the kid from Muscatine who's been committed 4 years. I think what is realistic is go back and look at what Matt Gatens did in his first year, and I think somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 points a game, a couple assists, a couple of rebounds, and just playing better defense from that position and do it consistently, I think that's something that could be a real boon for this team. You know, I mean, Isaiah Moss averages, you know, what, 10.7 points per game. But, you know, some days you look at him and you're like, wow, this guy is probably one of the 15 best players in the league. And other days you wonder if he's even out there. And they really need more consistency from that position. I think if you bring Joe Wieskamp in, people know who he is. They're going to have to defer their attention to him, which opens up the floor, spaces it out better. Isaiah Moss was, I thought, better last year as more of a three. If you can get those three, and along with Jordan Bohannon, on the floor at the same time, I think the offense has a chance to be more potent. Now, if he can play better defense, and I was told, I talked to Kirk Sparaugh about him a week or two ago, and he said, you know, the sneaky thing about him is he's a good defender, and he's a 6'6 guy. So I think if he could play better defense than what they're playing, and they do need an infusion there. They can't just say it's just the offense. It is the defense. But if he can do that, I think fans should be happy with 10 points a game. But I also know what Iowa fans are like, and it's going to be really tough to satisfy him unless he's hitting 20 for in a lot of nights.
You brought up the one of the assistant coaches, so I'll ask you this. It's been a rough season for the Hawkeyes. Fran's had a relatively stable coaching staff since he's been here. He's not going anywhere after the contract extension. What do you think this offseason looks like as far as the assistant coaches? Do you think he could possibly shake something up by bringing in a new outside voice?
You know, I'd purely be speculating because I don't know this, you know, but I think it wouldn't surprise me. As you mentioned, you know, he's all three of these guys came in with Fran, and to see it, you know, 2 years in a row, not reaching the NCAA tournament, Fran's not going anywhere because of his contract situation. There could be some pressure applied there. And when you look at the defense, that they might need some sort of voice, some sort of expert to come in and say, we need this out of our defense and we need to do it better. And, you know, it could be the teaching method. So it would not surprise me to see some change somewhere. Where and who and who comes in, I don't know, and I don't have enough, you know, enough information to try to speculate on that. But I do think that it might not be the worst thing either. I think it might be healthy for this program to get a little bit different voice, and, you know, and whether that's contrasting with Fran or just teaching things a little bit differently, that might be helpful on the defensive end, because again, giving up in Big Ten play 84.4 points a game. The only team that's been worse since 1995 was Rutgers 2 years ago. You can't get much worse, and it's hard to win those games all the time in a league like this, especially on the road.
Candy Hearts, thumbs up or thumbs down on Valentine's Day?
Candy hearts. I'll say no. I used to like them, but not anymore.
Okay. Yeah, they're my go-to candy, which I don't eat anymore. Scott Doctorman, landat10.com. Always great having you on. Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, Todd. Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
Iowa, Michigan, 5:30 tip-off tonight. Chrysler Arena in Ann Arbor. John Beilein and the Wolverines looking to solidify their standing in the upper tier of the Big Ten. Michigan comes in tonight at 9-5 overall. That's good for fifth place. They are 20-7 overall on the season. Iowa, as we touched on with Scott, teetering on day one of the Big Ten tournament territory. 3-11 in conference play, 12-15 overall. I saw Chad Lystico of the Des Moines Register, who pays a lot more attention to this than I normally do, pointing out on Twitter earlier today that the betting line tonight is Iowa as an 11-point underdog to the Wolverines. And according to the breakdown of where the money is coming from, a lot of Joe Public bettors are on the Wolverines, and a lot of the quote-unquote sharp or inside money is coming on Iowa to cover the 11 tonight. So not to put any stock into that as a predictor of the outcome of the game, but it seems to me there are some pretty astute gamblers, and no gambler has ever gone 100% regardless of what they tell you. One of my favorite things about people who gamble, they always tell you about their wins. Very rarely, if ever, do you hear about their losses. But the astute gamblers, not that they hit on every single bet, they appear to be backing the Hawkeyes tonight.
I'll tell you about one of my wins for entertainment purposes only.
Are
Michigan
you betting
State.
On the Olympics?
No.
Oh,
I, okay. I said that they would keep it close against Michigan State, and I'm going to say that they who will not keep it close tonight.
Who you got in the luge?
I think actually Americans won medals in the luge.
The luge is over?
I think the luge is over. And Erin Hamlin won bronze last year. I don't know if she won this year. Chris Masder won silver and was the first ever guy win a luge.
That's a great story. For people who haven't read up on him, he was in some pretty dark places,
yes,
and he focused himself on his training, and he takes home the silver medal.
And that was on Alex Kuhn Olympic update number one, and today is number three. And we got a text while Scott was on. Glad you're back, Todd. Alex wouldn't stop talking about the Olympics yesterday. 88-44, you are not going to want to miss this next segment. After 5 o'clock, it's another edition of the Alex Kuhn Olympic update.
Well, 74-61, 10 points per game from Joe Wieskamp. The dude is dropping 15 points per game easy, people.
So he's going to be the leading scorer on this team right away.
This goes back to a conversation, and I hate to do this. Because
second leading scorer.
Anytime you bring up his name, it usually doesn't go well. But I do recall somebody in the nascent days of the text line way back on Balbinot and Brommelkamp that texted that Adam Woodbury was going, and they were being serious. Adam Woodbury, expectations for Adam Woodbury coming in his freshman year, he was going to average a double-double a night.
And if he didn't, it would be a disappointment.
Pretty much. And so now, yeah, what do you do? If you're somebody
learn
who thinks
from
that,
please.
I don't want to come at any individual listener. This is one texter in particular. But if you're setting your expectations that high, then chances are they're not going to be met. And I'm not saying Joe Wieskamp. I was talking with somebody about Joe Wieskamp at Carver Hawkeye Arena the last time that I was there. And they said, this particular season, he's taken that Muscatine team and putting him on his back. He's not traditionally a me-first guy. He's been putting up me-first-type numbers this year. And they feel that when Wieskamp gets to campus next year, he's going to be a guy who defers more often than not. He's going to take his shots, but he's also going to defer to Bohannon, to Tyler Cook. So a guy who comes in and defers isn't going to average 15 points a night. I just, I'm, telling you, don't set this kid up for failure.
And that's why I keep asking the question, because I've seen him play, and I think he could be really, really good. And I think he is a hell of a basketball player. I'm just trying to figure out what's realistic for him in his freshman season.
As Wiggy in Iowa City points out on the text line, he needs to bulk up a little bit to get his body
probably
ready for Big Ten play. 4:54. We'll step aside and take a quick break. Gary Rima, play-by-play voice of the UNI Panthers, coming up with us at the bottom of hour number two. We're just a few minutes away from the third version of Alex Kuhn's Olympic Updates. Sorry, 288-84 on the text line. Back with more after this.
You know that Iowa City is the epicenter of wrestling. Now it's time to show the world. The 2018 Freestyle World Cup is coming to Carver Hawkeye Arena April 7th and 8th. This is your chance to see not only the best in the United States, but the best in the world. Team USA will lay it on the line against the top seven wrestling countries in the world in this team competition. For ticket information, visit WorldCupIowaCity.com or call 1-800-IA-HAWKS.
The Honda President's Day sales event has brilliant deals on our most popular vehicles, like the Civic, Fit, and Pilot. It's a reason to celebrate across the country. From the Liberty Bell to Hollywood, and even back up to Niagara Falls. Discover the 2017 KBB.com Best Value brand during the Honda President's Day sales event. Now at your Honda dealer.
Hurry into your local Central Midwest Honda dealer or go to CentralMidwestHondaDealers.com for more details.
Based on 2017 brand image awards from Kelley Blue Book, visit KBB.com for more information.
4:56. It's going to be a quick one. We'll send it over to Kyle. He's got your next Midwest One Bank Big Board update. You know, they've got over 40 locations across the corridor for all your banking needs.
The Iowa men have lost four of their last five, and they're on the road tonight with their third consecutive ranked opponent, number 22, Michigan. Michigan's trying to make a late push to solidify itself in the NCAA tournament field, while Iowa is just a half game out of last place in the Big Ten. It's an early tip time at 5:30, and we'll keep you posted once that game gets going. Preseason baseball honors continue to be announced, and today the Big Ten named Iowa senior Tyler Cropley and juniors Zach Daniels and Robert Nystrom to the conference's honors list. The coaches also selected the Hawkeyes to finish sixth in the conference standings. Iowa State lost to 13th-ranked Kansas last night in Hilton Coliseum, 83-77. The Cyclones cut a 12-point deficit to only 4 with 20 seconds left, but were unable to seal the deal in the closing seconds. Cameron Lard continued his strong play with 19 points and 11 rebounds. Zoran Talia had his best game of the season with 15, and Nick Weiler-Babb returned from injury to turn in 15 points, 8 boards, and 5 assists in limited minutes. UNI continued its struggle scoring the ball, scoring just 47 points on 27% shooting. But plot twist, that was good enough to get the win over Evansville last night, 47-41. Lost in the disappointing season is that the Panthers boast the MVC's best scoring defense, and they held Evansville to its lowest scoring output of conference play. Hunter Rhodes led with 12 points, and Bennett Cook had 10-9 in his return to the starting lineup. Beginning at 6:30, we're going to be on our North and South Gym FM frequencies exclusively because we've got the Iowa State women on the road at TCU on 1600 AM, the historic main gym.
How'd you like to take home a $30 gift certificate to the Fieldhouse on First Ave here in Cedar Rapids? Your chance to do just that is going to come up in hour number three tonight. 7 questions, 60 seconds, and yes, someone's questions are Valentine's themed. That's all I'm going to tell you. Alex Kuhn, Olympic update number 3, kicks off hour number 2 next.